AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says Floyd Ray Roseberry has surrendered. He spent about 5 hours in a parked pickup truck near the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill, claiming to have a bomb.
Right now, we have no indication that he was acting with anyone else, but that, again, is part of the ongoing investigation.
Police did not immediately know whether there were explosives in the vehicle. Manger was asked about a possible motive.
We do know that Mr. Roseberry has had some losses of family in his, I believe his mother recently passed away, and we spoke with members of his family, and there were other issues that he was dealing with.
The area around the Library of Congress was evacuated. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they've been talking with the Taliban about getting people out of Afghanistan through the Kabul airport.
In our communications with the Taliban, they have indicated that people with the proper credentials will be allowed through.
Ned Price at the State Department says there are about 6,000 people waiting to get out.
We've seen the reports of congestion. My understanding is that things are moving quite efficiently at this hour at the airport.
Taliban fighters and their checkpoints ring the airport, major barriers for Afghans who fear that their past work with Westerners make them prime targets for retribution. Governor Kate Brown announced Oregon is expanding its coronavirus vaccine requirement to include all teachers, educators, support staff, and volunteers in K through 12 schools.
COVID-19 poses a threat to our kids. And our kids need to be protected, and they need to be in school.
Two U.S. senators have tested positive for the coronavirus. Maine Independent Angus King says he's not feeling great, but doing better than if he hadn't been vaccinated. Mississippi Republican Roger Wicker tested positive and is in isolation. This is AP News. The leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, is warning Israel not to interfere with a tanker headed for Lebanon.
The tanker is coming from Iran and will sail soon. I tell the Americans and Israelis that this is Lebanese territory. Nasrallah's words brought cries of joy from his supporters as Lebanon has recently suffered from crippling fuel shortages across the country. The delivery organized by Lebanon-based Hezbollah would be an apparent violation of U.S. sanctions imposed on Tehran following the collapse of the Iranian nuclear deal. Diesel shortages amid severe power cuts throughout Lebanon have shut down thousands of private generators. The lack of fuel has led to shortages of bread and has left many patients in Lebanese hospitals at risk of dying. The shortages are blamed on smuggling, hoarding, and the cash-strapped government's inability to secure deliveries of imported fuel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hurricane Grace struck Mexico's Caribbean coast just south of the ancient Mayan temples of Tulum, pushing a dangerous storm surge. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.